Time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The WFIW weather calling for skies to be sunny today, a high in the mid-50s, clear tonight, a low around 30. I'm Darren Cuddle reporting. A wind advisory is in effect for the area until 6 o'clock this evening. The National Weather Service in Paducah, Kentucky, says the wind advisory covers all of southern Illinois, southwest Indiana, and western Kentucky, and portions of southeast Missouri. Winds expected to become westerly 20 to 25 miles per hour today, with some gusts up to 45 miles per hour a possibility. The gusty winds could blow around loose and unsecured objects. Tree limbs could be blown down, and a few power outages are not out of the question. A wind advisory is issued when sustained winds are expected to reach 30 miles per hour or greater for longer than an hour, or wind gusts are expected to reach 40 miles per hour for any duration. The Wayne County Health Department has been notified of 15 additional positive cases of COVID-19 in the last 48 hours in Wayne County residents. The newest cases are 7 females in their 20s, 2 females in their 30s, 3 females in their 40s, a male in his 40s, a female in her 60s, and a male in his 60s. The newest cases brings to 676 the total number of lab-confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Wayne County. 27 people who were lab-confirmed positive cases have passed away. 6 are currently hospitalized. 125 people are isolating at home, and 518 people have recovered. The health department also said there was an error on last Thursday's advisory on the actual reported number of recovered. The correct number of recovered individuals on November 12th should have reflected 509, according to the health department. There are also a number of probable cases that are in the process of contact tracing. The Wayne County Health Department says, as a precaution, if an individual has been tested for COVID-19, it's advised that they self-quarantine until their test results are received. If the test result is positive, that person will be contacted by the health department. The Illinois Department of Public Health reported another 11,028 cases statewide Saturday and 166 additional deaths. Statewide numbers are at 562,985 cases and 10,670 deaths in all 102 Illinois counties. More news after this break.
So you're looking for a way to make a difference? Well, you can by providing vital supplies to the Wayne County Humane Society. Have dog chow, cat food, and litter delivered to the Pearl Foval Shelter at 518 Southeast 4th Street in Fairfield. You can also sponsor a dog or cat by providing the funds for them to be spayed or neutered with needed shots. It makes them more adoptable. The Wayne County Humane Society in Fairfield. Help us help them.
Hi, everyone. I'm your closet. I am stuffed to the max. How many shirts can one person need, and who needs this many shoes? I mean, think of it this way. If you do clean me out, you can shop more, so it's a win-win. Just remember, shop Fairfield first and look for great finds at CDC's new to you.
Here's what's going on Saturday, November 21st. The Hope Ministries Food Pantry and Jeff will be distributing food from 9 to 11 a.m. Please remain in your cars. This will be a drive-through distribution. On Thursday, November 26th, Thanksgiving Day dinner will be held in West Salem. This will be a drive-through Thanksgiving dinner. It will begin at 11:30 at the Moravian Church. You're asked to arrive under the portico at the back of the church. No need to get out of your car. Someone will ask how many meals you're requesting, and then they'll bring you the containers with those meals. Containers will include a meal of turkey and all the trimmings in a microwavable container, as well as dessert. Everyone is welcome to attend.
Live on Sunday night, it's Bill Cunningham.
Bill Cunningham here, the great American. Every Sunday night live, a small band of renegades form around radio. From Maine to Hawaii, from Alaska to Florida, and all places in between, to talk about the issues of the day. This Sunday night live, we talk about what was and what lies ahead. Bill Cunningham, the great American. I am a great American. Live with you every Sunday night.
Willie, Sunday night at 9:06 on WFIW AM 1390, Fairfield.
Erie River stages as of this morning. Little Wabash River east of Fairfield at 4.98 feet. Flood stage is 17 feet. At Clay City, the stage is 4.77 feet. Flood stage is 18 feet. At Carmite, the stage is 3.91 feet. Flood stage is 27 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City at 5.26 feet. Flood stage is 15 feet. And the Wabash River at Mount Carmel at 3.84 feet. Flood stage is 19 feet. Dry weather is expected this week with warmer temperatures by the middle of the week. Here at the studios of WFIW, we picked up 1 in 33 hundredths of an inch of rain Saturday and Saturday night. A wind advisory is also in effect for the region through 6 o'clock tonight. Fairfield Memorial Hospital has provided an update on its expansion work going on at the hospital, weather permitting. This week, the schedule includes finishing the roofing as well as completion of the first floor concrete deck pours, excluding the ambulance bay. The mechanical and electrical trades will continue placing their supports and core drilling for floor penetrations. The drywall contractor will continue on both the exterior stud wall and some interior framing. The hospital hopes to see some of the exterior sheathing going up if everything goes as scheduled. Fairfield Memorial Hospital is extremely proud on how well the project is going and appreciates all the support and interest they've received from the community for the project. In other news, sales at dispensaries in Illinois have reached over $100 million between medical and recreational use. The Illinois Comptroller's Office said they take 10% of the income tax on cannabis sales to help local organizations. Treasurer Ashley Gott said that in October they received $30,482 from July sales and $29,481 in November from August sales. Right now, there are 70 recreational dispensaries open in Illinois, with more to come as state law allows for up to 500 locations. State transportation officials have awarded $112 million to boost transit projects in Illinois downstate communities, ranging from construction of new bus shelters to new maintenance buildings. Reports say the grants announced Friday by the Illinois Department of Transportation for 31 downstate transit providers are part of Governor J.B. Pritzker's Rebuild Illinois Capital Program. No specific communities were mentioned. However, the largest single grant is over $16 million for the Greater Peoria Mass Transit District, which will use much of the funding to improve existing buildings that house its maintenance and operations functions. Funding for the other 30 entities will help buy new vehicles, build new bus shelters, and other transit improvements. Secretary of State and State Librarian Jesse White is encouraging families in Illinois to read together at home to celebrate Illinois' annual Family Reading Night this coming Thursday, November 19th. White said this is a night when families across the state are urged now more than ever to turn off electronic devices and spend time reading together at home. Reading together creates a positive learning environment and helps children develop language skills, comprehension, and a love for reading that can last a lifetime. Family Reading Night is officially celebrated across the state on the third Thursday in November. This year, the Illinois State Library has again coordinated with Illinois Reads, a program of the Illinois Reading Council, along with the Illinois Library Association's iRead. The FRN theme continues iRead's Dig Deeper, Read, Investigate, Discover summer reading theme. The Illinois State Library distributed thousands of colorful posters and bookmarks to libraries, schools, and literacy programs across the state to promote FRN to students and their families. This year marks the 29th year that the Secretary of State's office has sponsored FRN. For more information about Family Reading Night, you can visit www.cyberdriveillinois.com. As harvest comes to a close, one central Illinois commodity broker says new leadership in the White House could be a breath of fresh air when it comes to commodity prices in the future. With Bates Commodities in Normal, Kurt Kimmel said that Democratic President-elect Joe Biden could pass another stimulus bill to help farmers with the help of a Democratic-controlled House of Representatives.
Well, traditionally, what we see oftentimes is once the election is over, we see the market move lower on the ideas that, the vote's been made and cast, and we're in a situation where we bought the vote for the most part. But in this case, the market has hung in there quite well from the standpoint that if the Democratic side can make some headway here, there could be some additional stimulus money in the workings. And two, probably it moves the market into a situation where the uncertainty on the trade deal, the phase one trade deal with China, they're in a position where they're going to continue to buy ag products over time. And there's a little concern there for a while that they might try to renegotiate that. But the Biden campaign kind of hinted that they're going to stick to the ground rules there on that trade deal, and we'll have to monitor that as we move forward. But the key is new leadership, maybe some new policies. So there's a little bit of uncertainty, but the uncertainty so far has been price positive, and that's well needed here compared to where we were price-wise anywhere full from a month to a month and a half ago.
This past Tuesday, agricultural commodities rallied after the U.S. Department of Agriculture projected a lower 2021 carryover of wheat, corn, and soybeans, with soybeans seeing their highest levels since early July. And November's American Diabetes Month, and a nutrition educator at the University of Illinois Extension is highlighting some of the resources available to those that suffer from the disease. Caitlin Mellendorf says November is an opportunity to promote awareness around diabetes, and those organizations that do a lot of research and care work for diabetes patients. She also notes the U of I Extension does a lot of work with diabetes and pre-diabetes.
Sure. So American Diabetes Month falls in November of every year. It runs the entire month and is an opportunity to promote awareness about diabetes for different agencies that do a lot with diabetes care. So, for example, the American Diabetes Association, even like the American Heart Association, because heart health and diabetes do have some factors that intermingle. So this is a time for us to really promote awareness. So we have really high percentage, I believe, in DeWitt, Macon, and Pike counties, that where I cover, the number of individuals who have diabetes is in like the 10 to 12%. So, about 1 in 10 people just in the three counties that I cover here in Illinois have diabetes. And then when you look at individuals who are at risk of diabetes, so they're pre-diabetic, we see those numbers usually around, if I'm remembering the statistics, 1 in 3. So it's actually really high for the number of people who have pre-diabetes. And so this is a month for a lot of agencies to talk about diabetes. And then for Illinois Extension, this is a topic area that we do a lot of education on. And so this is our month to really push a lot of different things. So we've got a free online course that we can talk about here. And then we've got a webinar series that we'll be finishing up in a couple of weeks. So we've got a few more webinar sessions that people can jump in.
You can visit extension.illinois.edu/managed-diabetes for all resources and nutrition information in regards to managing diabetes. That's the news. Area deaths are next.
Graver Post Buildings, trusted throughout the heartland of America, provides the highest quality built post and stud frame structures in the country. Visit with one of our dedicated building department members today and let them show you how affordable a Graver Post building can be. Our quality crews can have your building constructed in no time for years of durability and beauty. Our professional sales staff is on hand to take care of any contractors or do-it-yourselfers. Call the trusted tradition, Graver Post Buildings, at 800-264-5013 or visit us online at graverpost.com.
As the coronavirus emergency continues to evolve, we want to ensure the safety of the public and state employees. As we are all avoiding groups and following social distancing recommendations to prevent the spread of COVID-19, we encourage the public to access DHS services remotely using a phone or a computer. Instead of visiting a local DHS office, if you receive SNAP, Medicaid, or TANF, or think you may be eligible for government nutrition or medical benefits, please call 1-833-2-FIND-HELP or visit abe.illinois.gov. Please keep yourself safe. Please stay at home. Call 1-833-2-FIND-HELP or visit abe.illinois.gov to secure the benefits you need. This message is brought to you by the Illinois Department of Human Services.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to your station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates for places like Three Chicks Fudgery, ACT Tire and Auto, Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center, and Bullard's Farm Market and Bakery. You can shop 24 hours a day and save tons of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long each deal will last.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 83-year-old Fairfield resident Margaret Evelyn Brown died November 12th. She was a grocery store clerk for Food Park and IGA and served as secretary for Fairfield High School. She and her husband ran the Hot Biscuit in Sisney. Surviving are sons Jerry Brown of La Harpe, Illinois, Terry Brown of Fairfield, Stanley Brown of Sisney, and Roger Brown of Albion, 9 grandchildren and 8 great-grandchildren. Graveside services for Margaret Brown will be at 11:30 Tuesday morning at Besto Cemetery in Jeff. Everyone attending is asked to go directly to the cemetery. Memorials may be given to the family for funeral expenses and will be accepted at the cemetery or can be mailed to the Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney. Due to Illinois Department of Public Health guidelines, all visitors are asked to please wear a mask and practice social distancing. Lifelong Carmi businessman, 63-year-old John Patrick Dart, died Wednesday at Fort Walton Beach Medical Center in Fort Walton Beach, Florida. He was the founder of Dart LLC. Surviving are his wife Sharon, a daughter Melissa Dart, sons Justin Dart and Colin Dart, all of Carmi, the sister Trudy Walters of Champaign, Illinois, one niece and one nephew, and a grandson due in April. Funeral services for John Pat Dart will be at 10 a.m. Tuesday at the First Christian Church in Carmi, burial in Centerville Cemetery north of Carmi. Visitation from 3 to 7 p.m. Monday at the First Christian Church. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions may be made in John Pat's memory to the Dart Memorial Scholarship and will be accepted at the Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi, which is in charge of the arrangements. In accordance with CDC and IDPH recommendations, social distancing will be observed and masks will be required. 73-year-old Flora resident Janice Willison Embry died Wednesday afternoon at Good Samaritan Hospital in Vincennes, Indiana. She retired from World Color Press in Salem, where she worked many years as a binder operator. Surviving are her husband Larry of Flora, a son Rex Mitchell of Florida, a sister Anna Mae Schuster of Florida, one granddaughter, one grandson, a great-grandson, and numerous nieces and nephews. Due to COVID-19, no services will be held at this time. A memorial service will be announced at a later date. Arrangements are in care of the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. 84-year-old Fairfield resident Kelly Dean Smith died Wednesday. Surviving are his wife, Joseline, daughters Lisa Smith and Larissa Branstetter, 5 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, 3 brothers, and several nieces and nephews. Private services for Kelly Smith will be held on Monday at Sisney Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the Fairfield Church of Christ. Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. 60-year-old Crossville resident Tony S. Layton died Tuesday. Surviving are her father, Robert, siblings Jamie Layton, Glenn Wilson Jr., and Susan Spencer, and several nieces and nephews. Services for Tony Layton will be at 11 a.m. Tuesday at Little Wabash Cemetery. Stendebeck Family Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. 90-year-old Flora resident Emma Molly Billingsley died Wednesday. Surviving are her husband Ed, a son, three grandchildren, several great-grandchildren, sisters Trudy Newbold and Karen Newbold Barner, and one nephew. Private services for Molly Billingsley will be held with entombment in Elmwood Cemetery. Memorials may be made to Clay County Hospice. Frank and Bright Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. A reminder, if you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at our website at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Cottle reporting.
We open the bucket of bunk. We examine the results from the question of the day and play a little trivia each weekday morning on Morning Coffee. I'm Mike Dreith, inviting you to join me and Mark Turner as we have our caffeine with a local guest. You can get us on 104.9 FM, WFIWradio.com, and we even show up on YouTube. If you're looking at hard news, insightful commentary, this might not be your cup of coffee. If you're looking for fun, tune us in.
It's a calling that's kept us free. It's a place to belong. What's the calling? Being a member of the Air Force Reserve. It's doing a job that makes a difference. Serving your community and your country. Part-time service where the impact is full-time. And the experience, education, and other benefits you receive can enhance your civilian career and your life. What's your calling? Air Force Reserve. AFReserve.com.
At Health Alliance, we don't make insurance for just anyone. We make insurance for you, our friends and neighbors in Illinois. Health Alliance offers some of the lowest rates in the whole state. We also offer exclusive perks, like virtual health coverage and fitness benefits you can use every day. So whether you're retired, self-employed, or need coverage for the whole family, Health Alliance is made for you. See plans and enroll today at healthalliance.org/individual.
Here's your sports update for today. College football yesterday, it was Illinois over Rutgers 23-20. Indiana shut out Michigan State 24-0. Kentucky over Vanderbilt 38-35. Northwestern beat Purdue 27-20. Wisconsin over Michigan 49-11. Nebraska over Penn State 30-23. Notre Dame over Boston College 45-31. Marshall over Middle Tennessee 42-14, Louisiana over South Alabama 38-10, Florida beat Arkansas 63-35, Tulsa over SMU 28-24, Miami nipped Virginia Tech 25-24, USC over Arizona 34-30, and Liberty over Western Carolina 58-14. That's your sports update. And the area weather, a wind advisory in effect until 6 p.m. today. Skies should become sunny. We'll have a high in the mid-50s. Clear tonight, a low around 30. Sunny Monday, a high of 59. Sunny each day, Tuesday through Thursday. Highs of 51 Tuesday, 53 Wednesday, and 64 by Thursday. Mostly sunny Friday, a high in the mid-60s. We picked up 1 3/300 of an inch of rain Saturday and Saturday night. The present Fairfield temperature is 51.